Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on today, baby?
Yes, sir. Monday, we back.
Back at it. On the grind, right?
Yes, sir. How was your weekend?
It was okay. You know, it could have been real great. You know, somebody wanted to come and show up in the third quarter, but you know, we felt diving it. But other than that, man, I can't complain, right, man. Just blessed. You know what I'm saying? Each day we wake up is a blessing. So
that's absolutely.
How was yours, man? I know you was busy working, but you know, today's your your day to do.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, it was good. I'll tell you this though. For everybody who's into the Halloween movie, my personal opinion, don't watch it.
Ooh, wee.
Horrible. I was hot. 2 hours of my life wasted.
Ooh.
Wasn't good at all. But besides that, I had a great weekend. And we'll dive in that too a little bit later on.
I know that's right. You guys know how we do things and all this kind of stuff. I'm trying to get the output a little better. Can you hear me? Yeah, because I can hear me, Casey. I can hear you, but I can hear you, but you can't hear me. Oh, but we can hear that cussing.
Wow. Call back in.
All right, cool. Did y'all hear that? All right, so we ready to get a rock and a rolling. Mark's ready to call right back in. I found something. We got something that we get ready to do for you guys. Big time. You know what it is. Right, we're going to go over some high school sports and all that kind of good stuff. Let's see. Let's get Mark back on here real quick. Can you hear me, Mark?
This is not happening.
It was just fine.
It's not happening. You can hear me, KG.
I can hear you. And you know what's so funny? When you...
What the fuck? Oh.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's go. Let's go. All right, so he's getting everything together. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the social media. You guys know where to find us at. If not, shame on you. MarkandWillShow.com. Hey, that's the mother load, right? That's where you're going. That's the mothership. So you can find everything you need to on that one. Let's get Mark in here. Let's see. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So the mothership is Mark and Will Show. Go ahead and follow that. Everything you need to know is on the screen. So go ahead and check it out. Everything like that. So make sure. And we got something new that's coming. So be patient. And this is going to get everybody all together. So it won't no problems. So, you know, I'm not going to say right now until we get it completed.
Right.
Something nice that everybody's going to be happy with. So, FNC.
Friday Night Crew.
Got to see what's going on. We got some people going out of town. So, we'll see. We'll come up with something for that. But, hey, definitely check it out. Go to Friday Night Crew. FNC Friday Night Crew. YouTube, get all that, and like Mark and I told you guys last week, you found a lot. Some of them shows, the beginning of the shows when we first started on Mark and Will Show. So just go ahead and search that and put FNC, and the stuff should pop up. So go ahead and do that without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Gaming. Let's get Mark.
Yes, sir.
Let's get
it's
Mark
on its way. It's on its way.
There we go.
I was talking to Dom earlier today, talking about this. Whatever. Yeah, it's on its way back, people. I promise you that.
You heard it. You heard it from him. So be on the lookout on that with Rock and Roll. And that'll be fun, like we always said. So we just got to do it. All right, man, let's go ahead and hit the ground running. Right off the bat, let me go on and read these scores. High school football, guys. Bryan Station,
yes, sir.
9, Odom County, 6. Bryan Station, I hear you, man, because they was suffering beginning. They done turned the corner. Bullet East, right. 48, Southern, 0. I talked to you about that off Earth. Eastern, 0,
yes,
34. Anderson County, 0. Boyle County, 36. St. X, 38. Butler, 6. Butler schedule, boy. Woo, they've been taking it on the chin.
Yes, sir.
Hart County, 22. Casey County, 34. Casey said, not today. Central shut out North Odom, 52-0. Woodford County, 41. Collins, 28. They had to be a heck of a game. DuPont, right. Manual, 28. PRP, 19. We'll definitely cover that shortly. Frederick Douglass is this averaging 54 for everybody. 54 pieces on
right.
Everybody. Great Crossing, 0. Holy Cross, 50 piece for Fort Knox, 7. Friday, close to a 50 piece on Iroquois, 49-0. North Bullet, 48. J-Town, 22. The theme is 50, right? Male, 50.
50.
0. Boyd County, 34. Scott, 13. LCA, 43. Somerset, 0. South Odom, 42. Seneca, 0. Seneca has not bounced back since Afternoon got in them, I think. Trinity, yeah. 34. St. Mary of Missouri, 13. Franklin County said double nickels. MJ game, 55-0 over Wagner. Walton Verner, 28. Shawnee, 0. DeSales lose to Western Hills, 26-18. Let's rock and roll.
Let's roll.
Let me go ahead and get the mail in Fern Creek out the way, and then we'll get to the bigger game. I'll tell you what, you know, district game, Coach Abel and them, you know, they, you know, they're like, it was just missing some pieces. Mel was just able to throw the ball at will. Harris Fuller was eating. Colt Smith got in there and looked sharp. The defense was turning them over. It looked good. It was fluent. And the thing is, you know, Fern Creek been having a little tough this year. So, you know, Mel did what they had to do and supposed to do at home. So, you know, they got that out the way. Look forward for the Bullet East game on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, DuPont Manual versus PRP. DuPont Manual wins 28-19. Mark, break this down for us.
It was, honestly, I believe it was a good game. It was a hard-fought game. I will take my head off the PRP and all them seniors that's over there. Kind of heartbreaking that you get the win, you know what I'm saying, against Manual. You know, because you might not see him in the playoffs. You just never know what happens in the first round.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever goes on. But as far as the game, the first half looked great. PIP looked really good. It was 21-19 going into halftime. And Manuel, of course, they was up because I'm taking my head off to that 22, you are different. You a different kid.
Washburn.
Yeah. But I feel like PIP put up a good fight. It's just that at second half, Manuel just turned it up a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Running the ball a hell of a lot more. It's really hard to stop them. You know what I'm saying? With that run game or whatever. But we had chances to execute, but we just really couldn't get it done or whatever. But I'll take my hats off to PIP, though. They had played a hell of a game. And just that down that stretch, they just couldn't punch it in the end zone, man, to try to, you know what I'm saying, get it there to make it more competitive. But they played a hell of a game. Hats off to Manuel. Congratulations to y'all.
Hey, like Mark said, that's the thing about it. This is almost how it felt to the NFL, NBA type, and the Major League Baseball, as far as it seemed like the back end of these guys' schedules of round robin of good teams finally against each other. And I mean, that's good. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at it, as long as everybody stays healthy, you're like, okay, we're good. We survived. We took care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And, or we know you. Even if you lost, we know what you do. We see.
Right.
Let's game plan. Let's try to, you know. And as a player, once you get involved and you done played and against a team and then you see him the second time, even though they might switch up plays, you know that man who you went against.
Yep, exactly.
All that kind of stuff. So, I'm cheering for a rematch in the playoffs.
Hey, I promise you I am too. I am too.
That'll be a good one. All right, so let me go ahead and do this one. Yes, sir. We got the Major League Baseball. So, going back to Saturday, October the 15th, you had the Phillies 8, the Braves 3. Phillies, the wild card Phillies, knocks out Braves. Heartbreaker.
It is.
But the thing about it is, it's kind of how like when we talked about it before, when we was previewing, a lot of times these wild card teams take care of business. So
Yes, they do.
And they did.
Congratulations, Philly, man. Y'all did your thing. Hey, y'all knocked them out. Not, but they most definitely be back next year.
Yeah, they'll be back. And the Philly, you know, the pitching was good and the offense was good. So, hey, congratulations. Like Mark said, you took care of business. Next up, you got the – oh, this game right here was something else. Also, on Saturday, October the 15th, you had
Padres
5, the Dodgers 3, and San Diego knocks out Los Angeles.
That's a shocker right there. That's a shocker. What do we say? Atlanta, we'll see you, Dodgers.
Right. And both of them seeing each other on the bench, on the beach. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, San Diego, for them to do that without Tatis, hey, man, hats off to them. They won it. You know, and it's like Philly. You know, both of them, wild card teams.
Absolutely.
Playing for a chance for the World Series. Yep. I don't know what to expect, but I do know that it should be real good. So that's already lined up. Congratulations to the Padres for taking care of business. Next up, but not least, Astros 1, Mariners 0, 18 innings. Houston 18. Wins 3-0.
Seattle put up a hard fight on that last game, man. Y'all tried. You got to give them that. They tried.
Yeah, 18 innings. Hats off to them, bro. They didn't want to leave.
They didn't, brother. They wanted to keep fighting, but they couldn't get it done.
They couldn't get it done. They say, yeah, you got to go, bro. They like, nah, we ain't going nowhere. We fight again. Hey, congratulations to Astros.
Yes, sir.
They in there. All right, so this one right here. You know, this one right here, let me go ahead and let me see. So, basically on Saturday, Cleveland won 6-5, okay?
Yep.
So, they took care of business and all this. So, on Sunday, the Yankees returned the favor 4-2. The series is even, and we got a game that's actually going on today. It's delayed. So, once they get their brain out the way, and it's at Yankee Stadium. Hey, Cleveland, time to sweep the ghost away. You got to take care of it.
Cleveland beat them. They having a parade tomorrow.
If Cleveland beats them, so that was – okay, the Dodgers are out. Braves, if you can get the can get the Yankees out of there, only team that really, you know, is Houston, because Houston's been rocking and rolling, right?
Exactly, and that's it.
Right. But I'm like this, man. Don't get the new – you know, I ain't cheering for no Phillies. I'll never cheer for anything.
Anything
with Philly that field. Anything. Oh, that's a wrap. I ain't cheering for the Flyers. I ain't cheering for the Eagles. I ain't cheering for the Phillies. None of that. Go somewhere with all that. That's a wrap, you know. But I like to see San Diego play against Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? Something different like that, you know, all that. But
Russ, crazy.
Ain't no love for them.
Ain't no love for them.
All right, let's go to this real quick, man. College football, real quick. Kentucky, right, 22 at the time, beat Mississippi State 27-17. Man, did you get to see some of that?
I watched the first half of his game, because after that, boxing just took too much of my attention.
Okay.
Because I was You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, hold on, dude, Kentucky. Because you know what? At the beginning, it looked like, oh, this might be a game. You know what I'm saying? Then they, yeah. I mean, they, of course, they took it late or whatever. But
right.
I was kind of like, Kentucky might lose this game.
Right.
In the early part. You right. know, they weren't really looking too hot like that or whatever. But they got the win. Congratulations to them.
You know,
they, but they still in the SEC, though.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about it is Mississippi State, I'm you know what, I'm going to say this. I don't care what number you have in front of you. You are still this not as good as you want to be, right? Like, it was 3-3.
Yeah.
And it was like looking at the Broncos who are playing right now, you know what I'm saying, period, right? It was just like nasty. You know, 3-3, come on, man. You're supposed to have the air raid versus Kentucky's newfound Rams offense.
Type. Absolutely.
Man, oh, like garbage. Rams newfound. Oh, Lord, goodness gracious. But the thing about it is, Kentucky, they run in game with Rodriguez, you know what I'm saying? Even though I don't even know if he, you know, dude acted his butt off in the offseason. Like, tremendously. Right. Like, I don't know.
Right.
He should even be on the team type stuff, bro. You know, yeah. That kind of stuff. So, but, you know, when you're good, you don't get second chances. You get third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Or fifth. Exactly. Yeah,
right. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, hey, once that running game start taking off, that defense is so solid. The thing about it is, it's not the defense of last year, the year before that, but it's still that foundation that they got Mississippi State solved. I mean, right. Dude, I don't even think they've beaten them, right? I mean, like, since old boy Leach came, like, Leach supposed to be there going around. But the problem is that you only got basically two reads. So if you come in, I thought, and Kentucky knows them. You know, like, dude, you, Leach, it's time to wrap it up, bud. I saw that 16. I thought y'all might give him a run. Left on a bad leg, and he's still
absolutely
bad foot, and he's still rock and roll with, man, come on. But I will say this. Please stop saying he's the number fourth overall pick, Mel Kiper's. To me, if Mel Kiper's number fourth on the board is Will Levis, he needs to retire.
Damn.
And that's before Levis got hurt.
Right.
Retire, bro. Ain't nobody, you know, because it's a mockery,
bro.
It's a mockery. The fourth, dude is not the fourth best player on his team.
And we know that. And we know that. You know, it's politics, baby. We know how this go.
Stop the madness. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say on that. But, you know, the new poll came out, and I'm just gonna spit on that real quick. Just let everybody know that we don't have no graphics on that. But I want to say, you know, Georgia's number one, Ohio State number two, number three, Tennessee number four. Michigan, 5, Clemson, 6, Alabama fell all the way. And we, 7, Ole Miss, 8, TCU, 9, UCLA, 10, Oregon, 11, Oklahoma State, 12, USC, 13, Wake Forest, 14, Syracuse. Who saw that coming, right? 15, Utah, 16, Penn State, 17, Kansas State, 18, Illinois, 19, Kentucky moves only 3 spots to 19. 20 is Texas, Cincinnati 21, 22 North Carolina, ain't playing nobody. 23 NC State, 24 Mississippi State, they should be out of the poll. Tulane 25. Real quick, so Kentucky beats the number 16 team, they only go 3 spots. I mean, come on, bro. Because no one's impressed. Nobody was impressed with that game. That's the problem.
No.
Right? You know, like flip a coin type stuff. But if anybody got to see the Alabama versus Tennessee game, you saw a good one.
You really did. You really did. Hey, y'all, I texted my brother and said, I said, Alabama's offense is too much. Bro texted me back and said, Tennessee's is too.
It was slug fest. The ball.
Yes, it was a slugfest. That was a hell of a game. That was a hell. If college had fantasy, and you would have had that Tennessee receiver. He went crazy.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even funny, bro, how crazy he went.
The crazy thing about it, what was it, 6 receptions, 6 or 5 receptions, almost 200, 5 touchdowns?
Oh, he had 6 receptions, 207 yards, and 5 TDs.
6 receptions, bro.
Yeah, and 5 TDs.
That's the thing what people ain't realizing. He only had 6 receptions.
Yeah.
200-something yards.
Yeah, he
was. So everything that went his way was deep.
Yeah.
56, 7 yards.
Yeah, he was doing his stuff, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
He was nasty, bro. You know.
Yes, he was.
The crazy thing is, Hooker, the quarterback, Hernan Hooker for Tennessee, 21 for 30, 385, 5 TDs, 1 interception. Bryce Young said, hey, man, I've got a bum show. All this 35 for 52, 455 yards, only 2
TDs. Still played a good game. He still played a good game.
Yeah, that's a sign of a champion. For the simple fact is, Alabama could have folded up a tent when Tennessee jumped on them 21-7.
Absolutely.
They're like, dude, we don't quit. It's not going to be that easy to beat us. It's not going to be that.
Right, what you said.
And they said, nah, it ain't. And we going to, yeah, you got to earn this. And
then I want people to realize, too, because the commentators got it wrong. They thought Tennessee's kicker kicked it like that. No. Alabama player tipped that ball.
Tipped it, yeah.
They're going to sit there, oh, the kick. No, he tipped that ball. He just couldn't get it hard enough.
Yeah.
He hit it hard enough.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Buffoonery.
There ain't no way no kicker going to kick it like that, bro.
On purpose. What's up, Mom? How you doing, Shay?
Hey, Mom.
How you doing, Dia? Yeah, they, I mean, come on. But they have to keep on saying silly stuff like that. They ought to be shamed.
Right. I was over like, man, stop the madness. He just blessed that it went through.
Knuckleball or no? I like that. Right. Last time they saw the goalpost, it was in the river. They took it all the way to the river. Hey, Knoxville party, baby. They party.
Did. Yes, they did.
You know, so hey, great game, great game. All right, so let's go on and get into, y'all know what is. Broncos and Chargers tonight. 4.5-point favorite. We covered it on the show Thursday. But what's going on right now, Mark? Is you got any score updates with that?
0-0.
Of course.
Hold on, that man, time out. Yeah, still 0-0. I thought I was touching them.
Okay. Yeah, joke's on us, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If the Chargers don't win 21-0 something, yeah, 21-3.
And you know what's so crazy, bro? The Chargers is actually a good team, right?
Yeah.
And it ain't really been the offense this year. Mm-mm. It's been that defense that they done signed 19 All-Stars and they can't click yet.
Right. And
they got it yet.
And you better get it. You better take advantage when KC loses. I'm just gonna say that. If you don't, then you're gonna pay for it and be mad. Everybody needs to do that. And if not, then you know you're not in the game, period. Anyway.
Yeah, but I most definitely got charges with this game.
Oh yeah, that's a wrap. Yeah, you know what I mean.
I don't believe in them cats.
What you see. All right, so let's go on and get into Thursday night's game. Whoo! Commanders 12, Bears 7.
I guess we watched 2 pretty bad football teams. Winston got hurt. I don't know who the backup quarterback is for the Commanders. Really don't pay attention to him. Chicago is still doing Chicago things. This was a bad game, brother.
Bruh.
It's two bad teams.
Chicago's at home, right?
At home.
How you lose to Carson Wentz who played the game with a broken finger? Like he right. The game. He didn't he finished the game, like.
Yeah.
And you still lost at the crib 12-7.
You lost to the crib with somebody who threw the ball 22 times, 12 completions, 99 yards. What are we talking about? I can't keep doing this, dude. This is stressing me out. Did you see the stats to this game?
Yeah.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah. What Mark is talking for, everybody wants to know, total yards, Washington Commanders, 214. Chicago Bears, 392 and couldn't win.
It couldn't win. I'm over it, brother. I'm glad I got them in your division.
Dre Dyke. Oh, I am too. Not a factor. Hey, Dre, man.
Hey, brother.
I know he's going crazy.
Love for him. He better be, because your team. I mean, hey, I got to win this week, so I'm talking crazy. Hey, I ain't talking, you know. You, Dre,
go ahead.
You always get me, Dre.
I think we got Chicago on the schedule too.
Oh Lord Jesus,
we got them. We got the Lions. So yeah, Tigers and Bears.
Hey, tell him. Go ahead. Tell him jump on live with us. We can watch it all together.
I don't think he wants to do that. Let's get into some scores yesterday. Shock alert, but not for Mark. Falcons 28, 49ers 14. If you watched the show on Thursday, Mark said he believed, he had a gut feeling that the Niners, who he cannot stand, and I can't either, will lose. But I went with the 49ers, he went the Falcons, and the Falcons delivered. I hope Mark's over is stuck. Something. Is he freeze mode or what? Is he moving? Is he breathing? I guess Mark is out of there. I guess 49ers losing kind of changed him. So let's go on and preview this one. I'll review this one. So 49ers lost 28-14 to the Falcons. Wow. Didn't see that coming. Mariota did his thing, I guess. 13-14, 129, 2 TDs. Huntley, 16 carries, 59 yards. It's a bad loss. However you want to look at it, it's a bad loss for the 49ers. Jimmy G, 29-41, 296 yards, 2 TDs, 2 interceptions. 49ers, this is a game that you can't afford to lose. And they did. 49ers now 3-3. Falcons is 3-3. Good win for the Falcons. Because, I mean, like I said, Mark saw this coming, but I don't know. He might have been the only one besides a Falcon fan that saw that coming. Let's see. Next up, you got New England Patriots 38, the Browns 15. Hoo-wee! Browns, I don't know. I think they got some bad news. They're saying that Deshaun Watson got some more cases, so I guess they decided they didn't want to show up. New England with a rookie QB from Western Kentucky, Zappy, 24-34, 309 yards, 2 TDs. Stevenson, 16 carries, 76 yards, 2 TDs. Devontae Parker had 4 catches, 64 yards. And they really just beat up on the Browns. Browns, you can't afford to have that happen to you at all. And they did. And now they're 2-4. They are praying and hoping that Watson comes back. Don't know. But Belichick, he always takes away something from you. And he took away their heart, I guess, because they just fell completely through. So Patriots with a big-time win versus the Browns. Next up, you got the Jets and the Packers. Another shock. It was really shock Sunday. A lot of underdogs won and took care of business. And the Jets went into Green Bay and beat them up 27-10. No one saw this coming. I don't know what's wrong with Green Bay's offense. I don't think they know what's wrong, because I guess they'll try to fix it. But the Jets, hey, man, who ever thought Jets would be 4-2? 3-0 away games. Packers 3-3, 2-2 at home. For the Packers to lose 2 games at home already, oh, man, that's unbelievable, right? You know, no one saw that, and that's a shame. So, you know, Mark's right. Can you hear me, Mark?
Yeah, I got you, man.
The Jets 27, the Packers 10. I mean, yeah,
I'm going to give me a cheesehead.
Do y'all play them this year?
Absolutely not.
We do, and I'm glad. Like,
we're going to get you a cheesehead so you can wear it on the show like number one, the little rookie
sauce.
Did.
Sauce.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what's so crazy, though, bro? That young man is good.
Yes, he's very good.
He's good.
And he's like 6'2". He's not
no. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, my whole thing is, I understand that we needed a quarterback, but hell, we need a corner too. We could have got Kenny in the second round.
Yeah, true. But I'll tell you what, man.
He's nice.
He came in with a reputation, and he does not back down for anybody. That makes it even better. So he, hey, heads off to the Jets. 4-2. If you had it on your bingo card, you're the winner. I don't think nobody did.
Man, if it was a lottery saying who's going to start 4-2, and you picked the Jets just to be funny. It's like, ain't nobody picking no Jets.
You had to be one of them crazy, fanatic Jets fan that think you're going to go undefeated. Otherwise,
exactly.
No. Otherwise, no.
Right.
And for
they balling, though.
Hey, and for them to go in and give Green Bay their second loss already at home.
Yes.
You already talked about it. You said it last time that the Packers, man, is definitely not the Packers of old, and they look garbage. And
it's not the same, man. It gets to the point where it's like the old heads got to really know for a fact that this lead is going back young again. Yes. We done saw y'all for the past 20-25 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some of these kids hope and pray they could have saw what we saw.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In this generation with these cats. But it's time to hang it up for some of these old heads. It's young classes coming in and they're humming.
Well, you know, the thing about it is just because Tom Brady's 45 doesn't mean everybody else gotta try to match it. And you know,
we'll
get with him shortly. So first old head is Aaron Rodgers.
Gotta go, baby.
Bye, bro. You should have, you know, the thing about it is you was trying to get out to L.A. and all that kind of stuff with the Vegas and
didn't work.
Whew, I know they are happy that you didn't.
Right.
Because, dude,
right.
You know, you can only blame rookie receivers for so long, bro. You can only blame them for so long. What you going to use next? You got a jet lag from London.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of jet lag, Jags 27, Colts 34.
And this is what I'm saying when I say, even though the Jags lost, this is what I'm saying. These young boys are stepping up.
Yes, sir.
Dude, that young boy, Travis, actually got a coach now.
Yeah.
He has a coach, and the whole team believes in him.
Right.
He won a Super Bowl. He probably walked in there in the faculty and said, look, I got one. Y'all don't.
Right.
Listen to me. I'll get y'all there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even though they lost, the Jaguars is going to be a problem for certain teams and with the season keep going.
They're going to
be a problem.
You're
going
to have some offense. I know that offense are killer defense to stop them because, like you said, Peterson, he's used to it. He's going to have the system rocking and rolling because, you know, when Mr. Broken Finger Carson Wentz was coming out. You know, he was supposed to be a gunslinger. And he was able to, you know, do some stuff. Dude's creative. Yep. Peterson is creative. And he's going to have Jack, as long as everybody's patient, he's going to have them ready to rock and roll, like you said. And in the AFC,
yes,
he's going to cause some havoc big time.
Yes,
Matty Ice is still in the pool. The ice pool.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
42 for 58, 389, 3 TDs. That means he's going to be horrible the next game.
I just need him to be horrible when we come in town. You're going to get that.
He might not be the quarterback by then. I don't know.
But you know what's so crazy, though, bro? Throwing the ball 58 times, that is a lot.
Especially for an old man.
Right. That's a lot. And Trevor Lawrence only threw the ball 22 and completed 20 other passes. Like, what are we talking about? They know what works.
Right.
This is coaching now.
Well, you know.
My running, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and that was the problem. You know, they have no running backs. So they was like, forget it, let's run. Because Frank Wright knows it's a wrap. He knows it's he was tied to Carson Wentz. Now he's tied to Matty Ice. And so it's a wrap, you know. And hey, man, throw it 90 times. I don't care. Arms can fall off. We're trying to win games.
Don't do mad at Matty Ice like that, man.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Everybody knows it's gone. Hey, Colts, good win for you. You had to have it. Divisional win, 3-2-1. Doing that one. Jags 2-4. But like Mark said, they're going to catch some people slipping. Big time. Vikings 24, the Dolphins 16.
Woo. If I see Kirk Cousins with a lot of jewelry around his neck one more time, hey, I guess it this boy, this man up, dude. But I love it. Have your fun. But just know you in the NFC, and it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, 5-1. You play Miami. But, you know, and actually, before you, you know, you play Miami at the right time.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, you play Miami at the right time. You know,
that defense still give up a lot of yards to them receivers, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And that's what they got to do. Most of the time, they're going to be shootouts. If you had a, you know, and I'm not going to knock Teddy. Teddy had 329 yards, had two TDs, yeah, interception.
Yep.
Kirk, yep. Only 175 yards, two TDs. So, yep. You know, he did what he had to do, like you said. Tyreek Hill and Waddle balled. They had 300 yards between the both of them. So,
right.
You know, it is what it is, man.
You know, the crazy thing about it, like when you watch the game, Waddle, he fumbled the ball twice. Yeah. And then when he fumbled the second one, it was crucial.
Yeah.
Can't do that type of stuff loses games for you, man.
Yeah. You have that, and then you got Teddy with two interceptions. So, you know, then my whole thing is, how come you didn't start Teddy? Like, you know.
From the jump. They probably could have won this game if he started, because we won't know.
Right, right. And, I mean, unless he – wasn't ready to go, but then he had to be ready to go enough for you to go ahead and play him. I guess you saw that a slow start, and they're like, man, this ain't going to win. We ain't going to win. Dude, that's what measures. That's what measures.
Right, right.
And Miami, you're 3-3. The thing about it is that you have the Patriots who have a whole bunch of rookies and some veterans, of course, but rookie
quarterback. And now they're
trying to stretch on y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That
guy, Buffalo, you know, like really, you thought it was going to be, everybody thought it was a strong possibility that it was going to be Buffalo and maybe Miami with the additions. And the way Miami started off, it looked like it. Now, you're looking on the outside looking in, like you cannot lose these games. And Tua, you better come back.
Hey, if
you
don't, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. I can't wait to see the Dolphins go to Buffalo. Then with Tua. Then let's see how good they really are.
They probably have about 5 players by then. For real, bro. I mean, I'm just being real with it. Just because, like, you already, like, really, nobody wants to admit that they're going to lose this game. But mm-hmm. You have to understand that you're going to be at Buffalo. So you're not even counting that, right? You have to count these other games. Like, Minnesota, you thought that you should have had it. You probably should have. If you had two, you didn't have two. Okay, I understand. It's harder when with backup quarterback. These are the games you got to win if you're trying to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know, bro. It's looking bleak down there.
Yeah.
Looking bleak. Good luck. Sorry, Dolphins. Bengals 30, Saints 26.
This is the first – and last time, y'all go hear him give his damn team a compliment.
He's silly.
Cincinnati Bengals with their – and did they job, man. I mean, Cincinnati did their job. And to go into the dome and beat them there when we know how good that defense is there, man, Cincinnati, great win. I mean, Burrows was getting beat up all game. But we know that offensive line is not good.
At all.
And still popped up and do what he do. And then what people got to realize – him and Chase, LSU, they know New Orleans. Half of New Orleans there to celebrating them.
You see what
cheering for them.
You see what you see the fit he had on coming into the stadium.
With the same stains on it though. He ain't washed that jersey.
Yeah. LSU, baby. The championship jersey.
Right. They was comfortable. They was comfortable. They was at home.
Yeah, right. Should have let you know that hey, he was coming to play. And what's impressive is that they came from behind, and they won.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And he started that late, like, in the season last year.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to think, when you look at the Bengals' losses, and real quick before we hop on to these other stuff, you got to think, they lose to the Steelers by 3. They lose to the Cowboys by 3.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Ravens by two. So you're talking about all their losses average about a 2 to 3 point loss, man. I mean, they rocked third, and most of them is the end of the game field goal type stuff. So
exactly,
they one team you can say they could be undefeated, even though their line is horrible, right?
Horrible.
But you got Joey Buckets in the back, and you can't give him opportunity to bite your butt, and that's what
exactly.
Doing. And he bit right. He bit them W's. Dalton.
It was Dalton. Andy Dalton. You know, bro didn't play. Andy stealing money. Andy Dalton. He's still in the lead, baby.
The Red Rifleman.
He's still in the lead.
Did your favorite player do anything?
Who is, you know.
Tackle Powder. Stupid. Tackle Powder. 2 for 4. 16 yards passing. He had 5 carries, 39 yards rushing. Tackle Powder, boy. If he was on your fantasy, he got you 2 points probably. It is what it's it is. And right. He's the highest paid utility player out there.
Yes, he is.
Congrats.
Keep getting it, brother.
Keep getting it, Tackle Powder. Hey, Bengals, congratulations on that.
Yes, sir.
Good Woo! The beat goes on. The shocking continues. Giants 24, Ravens 20.
The only thing I can say about this, honestly, and to keep 100, between them, the Ravens, Cleveland, y'all keeping my boys in the hunt, man, to get in this playoffs, man. Bing, bing, y'all bing, keeping bing. Me there. So y'all can keep losing. I don't care. Bing, bing, keep bing. Losing. I got to compete with Cincinnati now because you bums keep losing. And I don't understand what's going on.
Whew.
But with this game, this is the second game they was up, you know what I'm saying, with a nice lead, and y'all let them come back to beat y'all, but they want to blame Lamar. Lamar don't play defense neither.
Right.
Lamar got to get in the right positions and get out the right play calling for him to execute for his offense. You know what I'm saying? There's no way they should have lost to the Giants, even to Miami.
Right.
When they lost to Miami. You don't lose them games. It's right. The play calling down the stretch. What are we doing?
Right.
We know Baltimore should have won this game. They should have won this game, but you got to execute. Lamar, the offensive line for the Ravens, they crumbled late in the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but he got to learn how to throw that ball away too.
Yeah.
He'd be trying to make plays and stuff, but I get it. But they shouldn't have lost this game.
You know what? You the points you made is definitely valid, because the problem is that this Ravens defense is not the Ravens defense that we're used to.
And no.
We mean everybody in the world that watched the Ravens. We ain't talking about fans. We all got our own team, but everybody who watched the Ravens know that they had solid defense, and you know they won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Different, the ultimate manager and Flacco manager type stuff, because
exactly.
traditional football, their defense has always been solid. But the problem is that this defense is lousy. You did not make, you know, Ozzie Newsome and them is gone, you know what I'm saying, that
yep. kind of
stuff like that. So I don't know who's doing the picking. I mean, everybody's got a scout team that does it. But being that Lamar's putting too much pressure on him, yeah, you can't throw the interception. You cannot fumble the ball at the end. Because even if you didn't have those in your loss, you're still going to get blamed. So exactly. Now you're just allowing them to say it's on you because you're trying to make plays. And why you got to try to make plays? Because you don't have the players around you. Right? Yep. You know, you can't say like Rodgers says, hey, man, I got no receivers. I got this and that. Well, you really don't. You have some okay guys. You don't have no real odds. And this is the crazy thing, Mark. They even picking receivers in the first round, in the second round, and then whoever's picking, they pick the right ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is going on? And number one reason why you guys keep losing is because your offense is bogus. It's bogus. What would it look like if he was in a traditional pro-style offense where you did not know he's doing all this hand moving and stuff, where he can run outside the pocket and then go 90 on you because everybody's backing up, scared that he's going to throw it? Everybody's bundled up in the line, so now you got to do all these fakes and all this kind of stuff and going off his pure talent, right? Dude, put him in a process, see what it do. And if his process sucks and we would call him out and say, oh, Lord, Jesus, they was right. He can't throw it. He can't read. He can't do all this kind of stuff with offense. But when you pencil him in like that, then you're facing your ex-defensive coordinator who knows all your tricks, all your plays. Come on. Congratulations to the Giants. Right. Giants, Giants is playing team ball. Giants was not the most talented team when they played the Ravens. Wasn't the most talented team when they played the Packers. But they're a team. And they're playing hard for their coach. Their coach is playing hard. Barkley is rocking and rolling. You know what I'm saying? He's being, you know, a diverse back. Jones is just doing enough. Just doing enough. And, you know, and the thing about it is they continue to win. And as that's going, you know, they don't have to play nobody until they probably have to play the Eagles, you know what I'm saying, next, you know, or something like that. So, hey, pile up those wins. Continue what you do. Great win, especially at home. Ravens, like Mark said, and like I said before, last week, week before, whatever, that division is keeping everybody in it. And the only thing about it is, like, you don't want the Steelers to wake up. And you don't want the Bengals to wake up. And the problem is the Bengals has woken up because with a garbage defense, garbage defense and all this stuff, the Bengals is now tied in first with the Ravens, right?
Yes, sir.
It's only one game that separates everybody. Ravens 3-3, Bengals 3-3, Browns 2-4, Steelers 2-4. That right there, you guys, is what we call the NFC least. When everybody used to duck, because, and that's scary, because Steelers ain't going to stay down, right? Bengals not going to keep on having that problem. Ravens, it's a wrap, Ravens. I mean, Ravens and I ain't going to say the other name.
Down the toilet.
Speaking of the Steelers. Bucks 18, Steelers 20. Steelers, go ahead and take care of business. Pickett got his second start. Trubisky came in, relieve him. What is your thoughts on the Steelers versus Bucks?
You know, so crazy. I actually got to watch the whole game this morning because everybody know I work on the weekend. But whatever. You know what I'm saying? Really looking at it and breaking it down. Like, Kenny, at first drive, oh, Lord. I said, dude, this kid is nice. This kid might be – he might be it for us. He might be it for us. Didn't get the concussion. Thank God that you do have, like, a first-string, second-string quarterback type thing. You know what I'm saying? He come in, he did his job what he was supposed to do. Our defense did enough to win this game. I gave Bush hell all offseason, and you came up with the biggest play of your life to get the game and seal it. Our back end did great, even though the whole back end right now is second in practice team players or whatever. But we did enough. Najee, he did his thing, but he needs to do more. Because once he do more, because we were running team. Everybody know Pittsburgh's a running team. But being changed the culture, it started making it throwing, right?
Right.
But with him, we could bring it back to that run, open it up, play action. We got too many weapons outside not to be able to score off of play action every time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But this was a great win. I don't care what nobody say. You playing against a 45-year-old Tom Brady. Still Tom Brady.
Yep.
Still Mike Evans. God went over there. I don't care about none of that. Got the win. I'm happy. I ain't saying no more this week. I got Miami this week, though.
Yeah. That should be a good one. It depends on who's the quarterback. On both occasions. But I think because of that Tua incident, that's going to make a lot of people who's in that protocol sit their ass.
Yes.
On purpose. I'm at the Bucks. The Bucks, that offense is not good this year. I don't know what the problem is. You still got
– last year neither.
Beginning of the season it was. Beginning of the season it was lights out in that defense. Even when they won the Super Bowl, you know, lights out, then the defense basically took over on that. So their defense, really, their defense is keeping them in games enough. So, you know, if you get over, if you get 20-some points on them, you probably beat the Bucks at time. You know, let's call it like we call it. a spade's a spade. Tom Brady is not the same Tom Brady, but he's 45, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, you got a 45-year-old throwing 40 times, desperate stuff. They run a game. Fournette, you know, he had a couple of good games early season, but the true Fournette's going to show himself. Dude's an average running back. I mean, he's not great, you know what I'm saying? And really, he gets a lot of looks because of people scared to death of the receivers and Tom Brady.
Right.
You know, so when Tom is not hitting people, what you gonna do? Bring everybody up and let's eat. Let's do what we gotta do. Pittsburgh defense, to me, won this game. You know, like you said, Pickett rocked and rolled at first, but everything was scripted enough that it wasn't like really no deep throws, nothing, but they knew what they wanted to attack, how they wanted to attack Tampa Bay. Trubisky, hats off to you, man. You did what you had to do. You, 144 yards, one TD, 91.2 rating. No one can clown you. You got your stuff. Great win. The Bucks, whatever. Steelers, you back in it. All you got to do is continue to win, take care of business. Yeah. Defense play strong. Bucks, hey, bro, it's a wrap for y'all. Really. But the thing about it is it really a wrap? It depends on what Saints.
It depends on the Saints.
Because in that division, you got Carolina Panthers, garbage. You got the Falcons. Okay, you got to win, but you really not that good. The Saints, we don't know what's going on with them. So, hey, that's why Tom and I'm still going to be in the playoffs. Because of that league, right? The division, it sucks. Rams 24, Panthers 10. PJ Walker.
Yeah, I mean, they're down to their third quarterback. I mean, but if you watch the game, that first quarter said Carolina go win. Carolina go win. But the Rams, they found a way to win the game, but at the same time, it's Carolina. And I'm going to say that, and I'm not trying to disrespect Carolina or whatever, but it's Carolina. They really not a good team. And then they kicked the receiver off during the game, and now he's in Arizona, which they going to make a difference because D-Hop come back this week.
Right.
I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? But the Rams is in trouble, brother. The Rams are in trouble. I do not believe in them. I feel like they will lose first round this year in the playoffs because they're going to make the playoffs. But I feel like they're going to lose first round. That's not a good team to me.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford don't look like – it's something going on. You make it bonehead decisions. Do he need to be in your helmet? To 5-4-3-2-1. Throw to the right.
Yeah. You know, I say it all the time, and everybody knows. I mean, sometimes when you win, it takes the air out of your players, really. And think about it, you pretty much got the same players. You know, fat cat syndrome. You know, I'm looking up, and yesterday I saw I saw Matt in Little Caesars commercials and somebody else commercials. You know,
Yeah,
you saw all that. If it ain't in Detroit doing car locks, car salesman stuff, when he was there, he wasn't doing nothing. Now he's in L.A., Little Caesars, doing all pizza. Well, you know what? Dude, you a rap, partner? It's a rap, and this ain't even the Detroit Stafford. Because if Detroit Stafford would have 350 yards and four TDs and three interceptions. I don't know, man. Dude, some people, LA can, it was perfect. It was the perfect storm last year. You did your thing. You look good. The team looked good. Everything like that. You guys basically got a win because of Panthers was garbage. They have no coach. Like Mark said, the receiver's going at a coach, his position coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess, third string starter, all kinds of stuff. Hey, here you go. Here's a 14-point win. Take it and run, but you don't scare nobody. And the thing about it, Mark, I will say this. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. For the simple fact, granted, in their division, you have San Fran, the Rams, and Seattle. I just think the way the league is going now,
yeah.
Say it's a chance that the NFC East may have three teams in that playoff. And if that's the case, that means only going to be one team in that West, right? And you still might have two teams in the North. And then so the NFC West, who we thought we wanted to go ahead and say is probably the best in the NFC.
Yeah, yeah.
Is not looking like that.
Not now.
And they're going to beat up on each other. Arizona Cardinals is not going to be garbage forever. They garbage right now. We can already hit that.
Yes,
but 3-3, 3-3, 3-3, 2-4.
That's crazy.
That's their record. Speaking of that, bing. Cardinals 9, Seahawks 19. Oh, my gosh. My stomach hurt even saying this score.
Yeah, this is horrible. This is Geno Smith. Brother, I give it to you this week. All right, Geno, they on your back. Russell leaves. You're carrying the team.
Yeah, he is.
You're carrying the team, and you beat the Cardinals. Great win. That's all I got to say. Great win, man. I'm not going to – good win.
I'm going to say –
Arizona, disappointing.
I'm going to say this. Geno Smith, 20 for 31, 197, no TDs, no interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray, 222 off of 23 for 37, one interception. 10 carries, 100 yards, no TDs. This was absolutely an ugly game. And it was
a
running game. Arizona's TD came on a Chris Banjo fumble recovery in the end zone.
Exactly.
What are you doing out there, right? We talked about the preseason. Granted, you got Hop, but Hop can't save this. This is a mess.
Hop can't save this.
It's a mess, bro.
This is horrible.
You know, it is what it is, but this is real garbage at its finest. Thank you for sharing that game with us. Well, I'm glad we didn't watch it. It was this game that was the
Super Bowl. Absolutely watch.
The AFC Super Bowl. Bills 24, Chiefs 20. I would say this for everybody before we get all kind of crazy. Deja vu.
Absolutely. Yes. I never agree with Tony Romo in my life, but I'm agreeing with this one. This is one hell of a new rivalry.
Yes, it is.
This is going to be like, they're going to put this scale. They're going to match them up every year on purpose.
You got to. You have to.
You got to match them up every year on purpose. Because Coach New England. Right here, that's why I said Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, bad dude. Because these young boys is coming up and making the NFL exciting.
Right.
Y'all did it back in the day. It's not y'all time no more. It's Allen, Patrick Mahomes. You got the boy in the other part of L.A. Like, these young boys and stuff, they're coming. Let them ball out. Because this game last night showed me, I was like, wow, this kid only been in the league for like 4 years.
Yep.
The other one only been there for like 4 or 5. You know what I'm saying? Like,
young guns.
This is scary. It's NFL's in great hands.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as the game, it always feels like it comes down to whoever got the ball last. But Von Miller makes a big difference.
Yes, sir. Von Miller.
Big difference.
Von Miller. Hey, I'm going to tell you, man, that was the best get for them. Because that solidifies their defense when you got a pass rusher. And the thing about it is, even if he ain't there, you have to account for him, and you know he's coming. So you got to get rid of that ball. And these are the games where you see that the Chiefs miss Tyreek Hill. Because once you got Tyreek Hill, you can fling it out there. He's supposed to be at that spot, fling it, he's going to get it. Mecole Hardman is not Hill. He has speed.
No.
Just because you got speed does not mean that you Tyreek Hill. And he's definitely not that dude. Stumbles and bumbles.
He's not that.
You continue to do that. The running game was non-existent for them at all. And you're not going to beat the Bills just chucking the ball. down the field. Juju finally showed up, had his coming out party. Kelce did what he needed to do. Diggs is Diggs. Dig is a baller. 10 catches, 148 yards. And the scary thing is now you see the emergence of like the Davises and things like that, even though he had a big game.
Yeah.
You see, see that. And, you know, he's a big receiver that can run. So you
get right, that. Right.
The thing about it is Allen is where I'm talking about when I say I want Lamar in a pro-style offense. Because he ain't, might do neck leg stuff, but that's in the offense, right? He's not doing all that hand. It's part of the offense. And if you miss him as he's got Diggs and everybody, he's gone. He's taking off and he's getting 15 a clip, 20 a clip,
five out of here.
He's doing his thing. So that right there, the Bills, congratulations. At the scheme of things and the whole vision of things, it doesn't mean shit except maybe the home field advantage if you can get there. But these scouts are, we seen this last year. That's why I said deja vu. You got to hope that the Chiefs can take some more losses because Bills, you're not going to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be
comfortable.
Their schedule is, but the Chiefs, like Mark said, like we always say, it just comes down who got the ball last. But the one difference that they got, they have a Von Miller on their team. And Kansas City does not.
Exactly.
So, hey, great win. Way to take care of business on that. Can't wait to see that again. Big time.
What you said?
Speaking of, can't wait to see that again. Cowboys 17, talk it, Eagles 2.
Talk it, brother.
Thanks. Big time, big time. All right, so my thing is this. Eagles, hats off to you. Way to go ahead and take care of home field. You did your magic thing in the second quarter like you always do. You know, the offense is scary because, you know, all these cats come from Shanahan, McVay. You know, they schematic. You know, the way they do things. You're not used to seeing. So you have to really look at the tapes and really buckle down and see what's going on. And then they always got different wrinkles. Hurst, great job for that system. If you look at it, oh, man, you would have thought that he had 300-some yards. Dude had 155 yards, 15 for 25, two TDs on basically two-yard, three-yard passes. That's when I say that when people jump on his back, I'm not a fan of his because this is how you know if a quarterback's good. Would you take him in your system? Will he succeed in your system?
Right.
You know, if I want a running quarterback, I know who I want. There's two other dudes that I would take for that. If I want some passer, I know who I would take. But he's good for that system. So I would say this. Philadelphia, if I'm Philadelphia, I'm signing him to whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because as long as they continue to win and do things like that, he fits that system. Like I said, you watch the game, you thought he hit 1,000 yards. He did not. Cooper Rush, hats off to you for leading my Dallas Cowboys to a 4-2. But you can't win a game with 3 turnovers. And basically, I say 4 turnovers. People say 4 turnovers. Yes, I say 4 turnovers. 3 interceptions by Cooper Rush, 1 turnover by the coach. Going on 4th down on your side of the ball when you're already down 14-0 when you should have punted the ball.
Right.
Stupid play. They end up getting the field goal, 17. Hell, 13 of the points came off of turnovers, you know, on downs, stuff like that. True grit, though. Hats off to you, Dallas. You fought. You had an opportunity. You was in the game in the fourth quarter, and the interception happened. And also, Philadelphia, great drive to go ahead and take care of that. All that stuff can be fixed. All I got to say is, I'm not going to say this too many times, hats off to your Eagles, but I got to say this. We'll see what it's about December the 24th in Dallas because I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. You took
Christmas
it. Like I said, it was serve. You held serve. And I'm not going to say, hey, backup quarterback. My backup quarterback, I take him over anybody's backup quarterback. He went 4-2. So Congratulations, Eagles, on that one. We'll see you
down. Yes, sir.
We'll see you down.
Yes, sir. Christmas Eve, we can't wait.
And Big D.
We can't wait.
Let's go.
Like you said, New England. I said New England. Philadelphia Eagles. Great win.
Great win.
Like you said, let's see if you keep it up for the rest of the year.
And you know what? And I would say this, Mark, because I'm digging and diving in the schedule. They may go at least 8-9-0 before they play another team. They have to play. I think they play the Colts at home. They don't tell them what you're gonna get, but I think they got to go at the Packers.
Right.
I think that is the next good game for them. Like, so they can feast. They can feast. You
better hope Aaron Rodgers ain't
caught
his second win yet.
Right, and that's the whole thing. Like, that's why I said that's the next tough game for them. Other than that, when you look at their schedule, it's good. So it's out what now. You already know, Mark. You and I always talk about now's about stacking wins.
Exactly. Stack wins. Absolutely.
You stack.
Absolutely.
Then you can go ahead and lose two games in a row. But you already got eight in your pocket.
Right. You good.
So people don't understand. Like, you need to get these wins. The wins you need to get, you take care of that, and you just stacking. You stacking. And that's why I said when I go back and talk about the Giants, it's about stacking wins. Exactly. Because you never know, because what's going on in the West, they're going to eat each other, right? They're going to caramelize each other. Their record's going to be 8-8, and somebody's going to go to playoffs, right? But if you're the Giants,
right,
all you got to do is be 9-7. You know what I'm saying? Be better than their second team and all that kind of stuff like that. So right. Giants keep stacking. This was upset Sunday. A lot of teams lost that nobody thought would ever lose to these teams. Mark and I have said it always before. Last week, we said it, beginning of the season, this season is open. It's open for business.
Absolutely.
It's open.
Absolutely. That's what makes it keep getting better.
Right. That's what makes the NFL great, man. That's what makes it all better. Real quick, in case you did not know, we didn't get a chance to say it because we were scrambling back and forth. Don't forget to go on Twitter to vote for the Players of the Week. The Players of the Week
will
be announced tomorrow's show. Also, we have the leading high school tackler joining us.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow. So make sure you want to say, who's that? Come and join us tomorrow. You'll find out.
Right. Find out.
He's from a school that you never thought would have a leading tackle, but they do. And we're going to salute him and everything else like that, and also talk about our Players of the Week. And be on the lookout. We might have something that might drop later on tonight that's going to shock everybody, give everybody else a chance to get involved in a lot of stuff. So, update real quick. The Broncos 10, the Chargers 7 in the second quarter. I can't believe they scored 10 points.
What you said?
Hey, brother. Another good one. You know how we do.
A great one.
Peace out,
y'all. Be safe, people. It's APL. Chris. Let's get it. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know.